making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, Starbucks has something new to announce, and it's not a fancy new coffee or pastry.
Okay.
It's higher wages.
Nice.
Starbucks will be raising wages of all U.S. employees working in the store, including baristas, cafe attendants, and supervisors.
Nice.
Employees of the coffee giant can expect an increase in wages of at least 10%.
Wow.
That's a good jump.
Yeah, it is.
Those who are looking to join the company can expect a starting rate of at least 5% more than what was previously being offered.
Sweet.
These changes should take effect on December 14th.
I knew I wanted my son to be working.
Yeah, get your son a job at Starbucks. Get some free coffee.
Correct. So Apple is shelling out $113 million to settle a lawsuit over the so-called Batterygate scandal.
I had my suspicions about this. I know you're not an iPhone user, but keep reading. You'll see why.
I'm very confused. In 2017, Apple admitted to intentionally slowing down older models like the iPhone 6 and 7. Oh. While they said it was to preserve battery life, many accused the company of doing it to push users to buy a newer phone.
Uh-huh.
The $113 million is in addition to the $500 million settlement reached in March over a similar issue, which ended in Apple offering a $25 payout to affected customers. Last quarter, Apple reported more than $26 billion in iPhone revenues.
Now, listen, if this is true, if they did this on purpose, what is $113 million to $26 billion, right?
Correct.
I think they can handle the hit there.
My point, though, going back to yesterday, iPhone.
Whatever.
So it's a Christmas superhero miracle. If you have HBO Max, you may be able to skip the theater altogether to catch Wonder Woman 1984.
So excited about this.
HBO Max, which is owned by Warner Media and is the same company producing DC Films, will have first streaming dibs of the Wonder Woman sequel and will stream the film the same time it's in theaters. The follow-up to DC's 2017 film is expected to bring in a lot, and when it opens on Christmas Day, so once the film is no longer streaming on HBO Max, it will continue in theaters.
I can't remember whether you've seen the first one or not. Have you seen the first one?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You loved it, right?
Oh, love.
I can't wait to see this one.
She's gorgeous.
This news actually kind of came out yesterday, like late yesterday afternoon, maybe early evening, and my mom texted me because she saw it.
Oh.
She was like, oh, are we going to watch? Do you have HBO Max? I was like, yes, I'll send you my login.
I thought you were going to say no, but I'm getting it now.
No, I've had it.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.